Let me suggest some choices that fall under the relationship building category, what I consider moral choices. Number one, report the feeling. Report the feeling as a fact, because it is a fact. Not judging, not blaming. Use I statements, not you statement. I feel this way. You make me angry is not a true statement. I feel angry is a true statement. If this gentleman over here did something and I felt angry and he didn't feel angry about exactly the same thing, where would the anger be coming from? Him? No, from me. Why is it? What is it about me that causes me to be angry about what he did, and what is it about him that doesn't cause him to do it? See, it's about me. So I can say I feel angry, but if I say you make me feel angry, then everybody would be angry because he's the one that's causing it. In Ephesians 5:25-26, it says this, speaking the truth in love, speak the truth each one of you with his neighbor. Why? For we are members of one another. Be angry and don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't nurse your anger. Be angry, though, and don't sin. That must mean that it's possible to be angry and not sin. When I was growing up, I was taught that that meant that if you were still angry at the end of the day, forget it. Okay? Don't deal with it. Just pretend it's not there. Drop it and start the next day out fresh. That's not what that means. Being angry and not sinning means not nursing your anger. Not hanging on to it. Not mulling it over. Not getting evidence. Not getting forming sides and getting reinforcements to prove your point. What you're angry about will tell what you're committed to. If you're committed to your car and someone scratches your car, you're going to be angry. If you're committed to your clothes and someone spills on your clothes, you're going to be angry. If you commit to your hair and it falls out, you're going to be angry. What you are committed to is going to determine what you're angry about. If you're committed to the truth and people are telling lies, you'll be angry. If you're committed to serving God and people are serving God but looks real mediocre and shoddy and gives God bad PR, you're going to be angry. See, what you are committed to will determine what you're angry about, but don't nurse it. Don't nurse it, because when you do, it gives the devil the opportunity. That's what it says. You will, if you nurse it, it will eat you alive. And you'll find yourself getting sides and telling yourself all kinds of evidence why this person is like that and why you don't have to bother talking to them. And all that does is get you stuck with your anger.